And welcome to English with Linguissimo, the podcast in English where I share stories of the highlights of my week to inspire you to live a full life. My name is Vanessa. I'm the founder and CEO of Linguissimo. Let's go. The voice of failure, la voix de l'échec. On September 20th, I realized that I had got married 15 years ago and that it was therefore the anniversary of my failed marriage. In my mind, I had got married for life, and less than 10 months later, my husband left without a word while I was on the phone with a friend. Crazy life, isn't it? The voice of the uncomfortable, la voix de l'inconfortable. I decided to do a webinar on October 2nd. Because I want to give students strategies to pass the OLC test of the public service. I'm nervous and excited at the same time. Let's meet on October 2nd. The voice of fall, la voix de l'automne. Well, that's it. Summer is officially over and fall started on September 21st. It's a beautiful season where leaves change colors and landscapes turn into colorful tapestries, a real feast for the eyes. Some study points. In general, the date is written with a preposition on, plus day, capital letter, plus month, capital letter, plus number, plus th, st, nd, rd. For example, on Wednesday, September 20th. In Northern America, on and the th, nd, rd, sd after the number are often dropped. On September 20th becomes September 20. In British English, the date is written as in French with the preposition on plus day, capital letter, plus number, plus th, sd, rd, nd, plus month, capital letter. For example, on Wednesday, 20th September. Therefore means donc. A famous phrase is, I think, therefore I am. Je pense, donc je suis. Without a word means sans rien dire. While means pendant que. To pass means réussir. Before passing or failing a test, you take or write it. Passé. At the same time means en même temps or à la fois. That's it means ça y est. In England, autumn is used instead of fall and the N is not pronounced. Autumn. Tapestries is the plural of tapestry, which means tapisserie. A feast for the eyes means un régal pour les yeux. Feast means festa. Some practice questions. What date is it today? What failure have you experienced? Have you already done webinars? Do you like fall? Ta-da! That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Subscribe to English with Linguissimo. Practice. Take care. And have a great weekend. Big hugs.